Hi, it has been so exciting seeing the registrations coming in for our Revive Lifestyle Medicine Safari Retreat in Africa happening this January 2025. If this has been on your bucket list, or if you have already gone and you cannot wait to go back, now is the time to save your spot. We'll be having incredible wildlife viewing excursions, including primate trekking, seeing elephants, rhinos, giraffes, lions, and more. Cultural experiences with local guides, healthful food in beautiful accommodations, participating in a service project, and sharing expertly guided lifestyle medicine activities, including nutrition, physical activity, stress relief, sleep, connection, nature, and more. How can you find out more about it? Well, go to the website stressfreemd.net/safari-retreat. That's stressfreemd.net/safari-retreat, where you can learn more about our incredible itinerary and save your spot. CME is included for healthcare professionals. Any questions, reach out, and I cannot wait to share this incredibly transformative experience with you. Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Stress-Free MD podcast, where you learn how to be stress-free from the inside out, elevate your calm, and live your best, healthiest life. I'm your host, Dr. Robin Tiger, your self-care doctor. Hi, everyone, and welcome back to the Stress-Free MD podcast. I am so very happy that you're joining me today for another wonderful episode. And I'm currently recording this episode at the beginning of February, a few weeks after Quitter's Day. Yeah, Quitter's Day. It's actually a thing. It's the second Friday in January. And it's the day when most New Year's resolutions fail. It's a time when I notice each year that I need to pay particular attention to my own focus and on the mindset of my clients. You charge into the new year feeling like, yeah, woohoo, I got this. And then boom, the downward spiral, right? The downward spiral begins pretty quickly. And if effective behavior changes and steps have not been put into place prior to implementing someone new, it's very likely that, well, they just won't come into fruition, right? Hence, Quitter's Day. So whether it's Quitter's Day or any other day of the year, things come up. Issues, experiences, language from others, language from you to you, that self-talk. And all of those things can make you feel like the victim, right? It brings on that victim mentality. And I'm here to tell you that in every single situation, you can either be one of two things. You're either the victim or you're the victor. It's really that simple. Yeah, you're either the victim or the victor. So what's the difference? What's the difference between the victim and the victor? I see this as a balance issue, where the victim is out of balance and the victor is instead in balance. And this balance occurs at three key layers of your being, at all layers, right? The three key layers, that would be your body, your mind, and your spirit, or your soul, or your true self, or whatever you want to call that real, innate, incredible person that is inside, that's always there. That person that's really you, however you want to define that. So the balance or out of balance occurs in these three layers, And that determines whether you are the victim or the victor. Now, feeling like a victim can occur from, well, the little things that show up as obstacles, all the way to the really big, seemingly and truly tragic things. And when I look back on the last few months, the last year of my life, I can think of several times where I immediately defaulted to victim mode. Yeah, I mean, it happens, right? So life is not a straight line. It's a windy road. It's got its hills, its mountains. It's got its brick walls. It's got its huge, huge canyons. It's got all kinds of things, right? And so, yeah, I do default to victim mode. I do become out of balance. But the thing is, I know how to come back into balance. But you might be thinking, well, what are some examples when you felt like a victim? So let me share a few with you. From little to big. So several things related to technology, right? This happens a lot when you have your own business. The more software and platforms, aka pieces of the puzzle that you're using that integrate together, the more chance that things can go wrong. And most recently, there was an issue with coding between my website server and my domain server and my email server. And while each were pointing fingers at the other as to who was to fix what, and well, the only way to communicate with most of these platforms is what? Through chat, right? Through these chats. Sometimes they're bots, sometimes they're real humans, and sometimes it's email, and you gotta wait. And it's really hard to get a real person on the phone. A lot of these platforms don't provide you with a real person. And so all you want to do and all I want to do is get all these people in the room at the same time to get this thing figured out. And because that could be extremely stressful and can really put you in victim mode because you really don't know how to fix these things without some help. And it's hard to get the help that you need, right? So in the grand scheme of things, this is probably a small kind of issue, a situation, right? But, well, then what's a little bit worse or considerably worse? That could be when I was hacked in the fall. Oh my goodness, this whole hacker issue, the cyber attack that kicked me out of my social media accounts. I know several of you really missed me for several weeks, and I missed you too. Thanks for all the messages. They got into my email, they got into my Google Drive. It was like, eek, you know, I'm like writing this book and so much of my content I couldn't get to for a while, but wow. Yeah, it was a lot, right? And boy, did I feel like the victim when that happened. These people were using my face and my name, and they started an online store, shop on Facebook and Instagram selling my stuff. And if you saw it, I wasn't really selling any of this Summery Beach things. That was a hacker thing, and you probably figured it out if you came upon that. And I know several of you have reached out. Thank you for that. So eek, bigger eek with more exclamation points, right? Definitely felt like the victim there. And then going from, you know, bad to worse, well, the worst of it was, I'd say, last year when two people that I love so very much, both my dear family member and my best friend, were diagnosed with life-threatening illnesses 24 hours apart. Yeah, that was huge. That was huge. And boy, did I feel like the victim there, right? Totally out of balance, just helpless. What can I do? Just threw my arms up and wept, really. And okay, so here we have three situations that came up. I'm sharing them with you because I'm a real human and I have real life situations too. And these things flip me into the victim mode immediately. And all three of them are of essentially varying severity, right? But here's the great thing. It doesn't matter how you get there or how I got there in terms of feeling like the victim, because the way to get out and the way to shift from victim to victor is the same. And it comes down to these three key steps. And I use these three steps to effectively make my own successful shifts in these three scenarios and so many others that come up. And I'm here to share them with you too. I know what it's like to feel like the victim, and I know how to get you out of that and to shift you to victor. So, you want to learn what they are? Okay, here you go. Here are three key steps to move you from victim to victor in this order. Okay, number one, and in this order, okay, we got to do them in this order. Number one, bring on the calm. Okay, so the first thing that happens when a very unfortunate situation arises that you aren't expecting that shifts you into this victim mode is that your autonomic nervous system becomes dysregulated, out of balance. Your stress response takes over. You may feel your heart rate increasing with your palpitations pounding in your chest. Your blood pressure rises. You may notice that you feel shaky, right? Your hands may shake. Your body may shake. You may feel sweaty and diaphoretic, anxious, fearful, angry, and yet full of inertia, stuck. Your whole world is shaken and you just stop. So at this point, you need to come back into your body since you are completely up in your head, swarming in the thoughts between your ears, all 60 to 70,000 of them. So number one, bring on the calm. That's the first thing we need to do when we notice that we have flipped into victim mode. And I encourage a lot of movement here. So stand up. If you're not already standing, if you want to do it with me, you can. Stand up and just start shaking. Shake your body, shake your arms, shake each leg. Let your head turn and sideways and up and down. Maybe you jump up and down or just come up on your toes and down on your heels a few times and twist your body. Make sure it's comfortable. Whatever you're doing, eyes can be soft or closed, but shake it off. Shake, 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 and keep breathing as you do this. And just continue to shake for a few minutes. And then slow it down. And come to stillness. And then I invite you to put your hands on something sturdy. That could be a desk, a table, a wall, something where your palms and your fingers are touching something sturdy and flat, and your feet are touching something sturdy and flat. And if you haven't already, you could have kicked your shoes off because it really helps to feel your feet. Feel your feet, feel your hands, feel the four extremities, the distal, most furthest part of each extremity touching something sturdy. Notice how stable you feel. Notice how stable you feel. And if you're able, you can even fold at your hips and bring your head down. If it's okay for you to do so and there's no blood pressure issues, your head can come below your heart. What does this do? Well, it increases the pressure in your baroreceptors that live at your carotid bifurcation near the bulb in your neck on both sides of your neck. It sends a signal to your brain that there's increased pressure that causes your brain to then decrease your blood pressure and heart rate and allows you to feel calmer. Now you can choose one, two, or all three of these things. I give you the option to try them out. Try them on for size. See what feels good. Sometimes I need all three. And just make sure you're still breathing and allowing your breath to continue in and out. So shaking, forward folding, placing your hands and feet on steady surfaces. And you can even add a fourth thing, which is to take these cleansing breaths with open mouth exhales with an ah sound, which means you breathe in through your nose. You open your mouth, you breathe out, ah, with a nice big ah. And that vocalization activates your vagus nerve, and your vagus nerve partially innervates your larynx or your voice box, which allows that parasympathetic nervous system to kick in and allows you to feel calm. So in number one, lots of choices, four things I suggested. You can do one, two, three, or four to bring on the calm, right? To bring on the calm, to get out of your head and back into your body, shake it off. Feel your hands and feet touch something steady and still. fold forward, open mouth exhales with ah, okay? And you can do this for as long as you like for each thing until you notice a shift and you're just starting to feel calmer. And you'll know. You'll know when you've done it. After you've shifted into calm, number two is elevate your confidence. Elevate your confidence. It's hard to elevate your confidence when you're feeling anxious and stressed, right? So that's why we need to get back into our bodies first. And now that you're in your body, heading into step two, I invite you to imagine Wonder Woman or Superman, your favorite superhero. Choose even another one. And channel your inner superhero by standing with your legs apart, your feet apart. Again, if you can kick your shoes and socks up, do that. And place your hands on your hips, chest and head high. Now, you can walk around holding this stance. You can look at yourself in the mirror and hold this stance. And do this for at least 2 minutes. That's what the research study showed, 2 minutes. 2 minutes out of Harvard. This causes you to increase your testosterone, decrease your cortisol levels, elevating your confidence and power to complete a task, and decrease your anxiety and your fear. It's really incredible how body language, the shape of your body, can actually change your internal chemistry for the better. And, you know, this was learned by studying primates, understanding how they are in the wild, and then transitioning that to students at Harvard by Dr. Cuddy. So it's pretty amazing. So number two is elevate your confidence. Okay. And you're doing that by creating a different shape with your body, a very powerful pose, the superhero pose, for at least 2 minutes. So now after you feel calm and you feel confident, coming to number three. Step three is create positive action-oriented self-talk. Create positive action-oriented self-talk. Okay? So when you are calm and confident, you're ready to create this. When a stressful, paralyzing situation arises, your brain offers you many unsettling, negative, not helpful thoughts, right? Such as, there's no way I can figure this out. I am never going to get this done. I am not smart enough to do this. I have no idea where to even start. I'm stupid, an idiot. I should have not taken this on in the first place. And why me? Oh, and this... this why me? Why does this keep happening to me? This is the most victim-like halting language your brain can offer you, right? And I recently listened to Anderson Cooper interviewing his mom, Gloria Vanderbilt, who, despite her wealthy celebrity financial status, experienced immense tragedy in the death of her husband, witnessing before her eyes the suicide of her son, who's Anderson's brother, and then facing her own metastatic cancer diagnosis. But her answer to why me was different than what you might think. Her answer was, why not me? Why not me? And that's so interesting, right? Because, you know, disposing of the victim mentality right there with her language, nipping it in the bud and not allowing it to go any further. She said, why me? Because she saw herself as a human just like the rest of us. And why should she be excluded? Why should she be any different? So insightful. So in step number three, from a calm, confident, and clear space, I invite you to choose your language, the way you speak to yourself, in a way that serves your greatest good, in a way that someone who has your back and loves you would speak to you. So there's no way I can figure this out becomes, I am going to figure this out. I'm never going to get this done becomes, no matter how long it takes, I'm going to get this done. I'm not smart enough to do this becomes, I'm just as smart as the next person. And I like to add, it isn't lack of resources, it's lack of resourcefulness, right? So when you keep searching and focus on being resourceful, that's when you find the answers. The thought, I have no idea even where to start, becomes, start by starting, right? That's not so scary when you just invite yourself to just start. I should not have taken this on becomes, who better than me to do this? And why me becomes, why not me? Right? Why not me? Just like Laurie Vanderbilt taught us. I am human. You're human just like the next person. Life is perfectly imperfect for everyone, not just me. Okay. Okay, so that's it. This is what I invite you to do. The next time you notice you've shifted into a victim mentality, put these action steps, these three steps in this order, into place. Bring on the calm, elevate your confidence, and create positive action-oriented self-talk. And then watch how your success unfolds. A victor you will be, said like Yoda. Yeah, a victor you will be. Okay, so if you're looking for even more tips on a whole person approach to stress relief, to elevate your health and well-being, I would be happy and honored to coach you and help you finally achieve the goals in your life that are so very important to you and that you absolutely deserve to achieve. Take a moment to set up time to chat with me through the link in the show notes and on my website. If you don't see a time that works for you, send me a message and I'll see how I can fit you in. If you're a healthcare professional, you'll find the CME link to this episode in the show notes. If you love this episode, please share it with others you care about in your life. And thank you. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for taking time to care for amazing you. Remember to be kind to one another and be kind to yourself. And I look forward to connecting with you on the next episode of the Stress-Free MD Podcast. Hi. I'm so happy that you're here listening to the Stress-Free MD podcast, learning short, actionable tools to relieve the stress in your life. And I've got some amazing news for you. I've created some short videos for you where you can learn stress-relieving tools by video format as well. Me teaching you on videos. They're totally free. They're very short. They're about 5 minutes in length each because I know how busy you are. And all you have to do is go to my website, www.stressfreemd.net. And on the homepage, it says, Feel Calm Now. And then you can click the link to get your free videos, and I'll send them directly to your inbox in your email. And you can share this website with your friends, your family, your colleagues, so they can feel calm too. So go get your videos. What are you waiting for?